number four, Tuesday, October 22nd, 7 p.m. We're going to start off with a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we will proceed with the roll call, please.
Koch?
Here.
Transier?
Here.
Milshewski?
Here.
Plotcher is absent. Funkhauser?
Here.
Frieders?
Here.
Tarulis?
Here.
Peterson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Are there any amendments to the agenda? Are there any presentations? Is there a public hearing? Are there any citizen comments on agenda items? There's no consent agenda. We have in front of us minutes for approval from the regular council meeting from September 24th of 19 and October 8th of 2019. Is there a motion to approve?
Second.
Milshewski, Koch, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And next, we have bill payments. Total line, $1,122,735.05 for vendors, $296,230.14 for payroll ending October 4th of 19, for a total of $1,418,965.19. Is there a motion to approve?
So
moved.
Second. Over here, Tarulis and Milshewski. Any discussion on this? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next, we have the mayor's report. And, of course, I have some items that are not listed, but we will discuss them. First of all, thank you all for attending the planning meeting on Saturday. I must say, I had never had breakfast pizza before, but it was tasty, very tasty. But I thought it was a good meeting, took some good things from that, and from that meeting, I've already got marching orders from all of you. We're going to work on getting the ERP, the software system. Now, I'm not going to promise that's going to be overnight. We're going to work on that, and we're going to work on figuring out how to get a public works building. That's the top two things I took from there. And there's some other things, but just want you to know, I listened, and I've already got some notes on different things we need to do. So, thank you very much. The second thing, and I think most of you or many of you have seen the email, we got some good news on some local funding for highways from the state. Route 47 will be, it's in the five-year plan for construction from Cape Farm Road all the way up to Sugar Grove, so that'll be excellent. Be a challenge what's going on, but it'll be excellent. And the other thing, which I think is awesome, is Elderman Road. The county got the funding for the bridge, so they'll be able to do the construction from the River Road all the way across the river, all the way down to Route 71, and that'll be concrete. So that'll help. I think we all would like to see more industry along Elderman Road on the north side, so that'll help. And that one, I talked to Fran Foss, the engineer, today, and he said they expect to be letting contracts next fall. Construction will be 2 to 3 years. He expects by the end of 23, maybe sooner. End of 23, they should be done. Of course, they've been hoping that for the Millington Bridge, too. So, be careful. It's a little different project. Anyway, so that was exciting news. And that's my report. Thank you very much. We have several items for public works. First thing we have are the reports for July, August, and September 2019. Do we want a motion to approve those or accept those or however you want to do it?
Motion. Second.
For a second? Okay. We got one. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This side's silent over here, I tell you.
A little different process.
Oh, that's fine. You'll get used to those.
Sad part's not here.
What's that?
Sad part's not here.
Well, and Joe's not here either, so... Okay, the next one is Anthony Place. Release of remaining performance security. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second.
Second, okay. Any discussion on this? Who wants to explain this? Anyone?
I certainly can explain it.
That's what I was hoping for, a volunteer.
So in March of 18,
points, the developer has gone out and completed those items and we're recommending
them. Peterson. You made the motion. You Frieders did.
Yes, I.
Yeah, I pointed to Frieders. Sorry, Ron. He wanted clarification. We made the motion. Any other questions, Mr. Funkhauser?
Nope. I'm just used to having the motion read by the vice chair of the chair, but yeah, we're good.
Well, would you like the vice chair to read it?
No, it's okay. I need.
But you can do it. Doesn't bother me one bit. I'm not going to be hurt. Got to get his glasses out now.
Yeah. So, this was which one?
First page. Please.
Motion to accept. Oh, sorry. A motion to authorize the release of the subdivision and maintenance bond, North American Specialties Insurance Company bond, number 2168163.
Second.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Does that satisfy you?
Yes, please.
Excellent. Very well done, Mr. Koch. Okay, we'll do a roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. It made a big difference, but thank you very much.
Okay, EW3. Grand Reserve Unit 1, acceptance of public improvements. A motion to accept the Grand Reserve Unit 1, public improvements of water main, sanitary sewer, storm sewer, paving, sidewalk, street lighting, and parkway trees as described in the bill of sale for ownership and maintenance by the city. Subject to the receipt and maintenance of guarantee of the amount of $170,747.89. Subject to verification that the developer has no outstanding debt owed to the city for this project and is subject to the receipt of the signed bill of sale.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Peterson. Brad, do you want to explain this real briefly?
Sure.
Please.
Sure. So the developer's request of acceptance of Unit 1. We had been working with them over the past year, year and a half, to get the punch list items. Those punch list items are complete.
And just explain briefly the $171,000. Would you say a 1 year guarantee on this?
Yeah, there will be a 1 year guarantee that's right out of the subdivision code in the city ordinance. So the developer will have a bond, the amount listed in the memo and the motion, and that will be in place for 1 year. So we will go out and re-inspect things about 9 months into it, get the developer some time to complete the audit.
Excellent. Any other questions? Roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
PW4, Whispering Meadows, completion of improvements. A motion to approve Whispering Meadows, completion of improvements, change order number 2, and authorize the mayor to execute.
For a second. Mr. Frieders? Loud Frieders there. Any discussion on this?
I just have a quick edit.
Please.
I checked with my neighbors this morning since we are discussing kind of chopping it off as far as the improvements are concerned. And everyone who had concerns about the reseeding of their landscaping, we got them in touch with Brad so we can figure that out. But $97,000 is getting chopped off the contract, so that's pretty cool. It's like we had a coupon.
Is that it?
That's awesome.
Oh, I thought it was more to follow through.
Nope.
Brad, anything you need to offer on this one?
Oh, this is the end of the line of this particular project, so we have all the final quantities. So we'll just tally it. We try to look at the balance and change orders at the end of each project just to kind of see where things are at. It is a substantial reduction from the contract amount and certainly the support.
Okay. Nothing else? Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you.
Okay. PW5, Church Street Sanitary Improvements Change Order. A motion to approve the Church Street Sanitary Sewer Improvements Change Order Number 1 and authorize the mayor to execute.
Second. For a second. Milshewski? Brad?
We've learned a story. We're at the end of this project. The contractor's completed all the punch list items, so we have all our quantities. So this change order happens to be also a negative change, slightly over $7,000.
Good change. Anything else? Roll call.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, 11 PW6, Road to Better Roads Program Engineering Agreement. A motion to approve a professional service agreement for design and construction engineering for the 2020 road program and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Very good. Any questions from the council? Brad, anything we need to know about this one?
Straightforward, similar agreement to what they do that you've seen in years past.
Excellent. Roll call, please.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Tarulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Milshewski.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice. Thank you.
Okay, I call PW7, Briarwood Subdivision Stop Sign Analysis. A motion to approve an ordinance amending the traffic schedule and index intersection of Cornerstone Drive and Green Brown Road and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
So moved.
Second by Transier. Brad, explain to me the criteria used.
Sure. So the criteria for stop sign analysis is derived from the maintenance of uniform traffic control, the NUTCD manual, so it's a federal manual, federal guidelines, and those are to be followed when you're analyzing stop signs. So that's what was done. We ran through this analysis probably dozens of times for different situations within the city, and the results are contained in this case, in Briarwood, there's just one stop sign that's recommended, and that is in the motion.
And why in that particular intersection? Traffic counts?
Yeah, traffic counts, and plus the roadway basically comes up to a collector roadway, so yes, those would be driving factors.
Mr. Cole?
Just, I know it's in our packet, I just wanted to the record of the traffic count was 3,456 cars per day.
Really? There's that many in that
That's
road?
That's insane.
No, I knew it was the high of that, so.
Holy cow. I wouldn't have known that. I'm glad you
And that's
that.
All about the light at 47, so they all have to sneak out.
It's a chunk.
Yeah.
Anything else? Thanks for that. Roll call, please.
Tarulis.
Cool.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Frieders.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Anything else from Public Works? Okay, EDC?
I'd like to entertain a motion to approve, or like make a motion to approve an ordinance. I'd like to make a motion to approve a resolution approving the downtown exterior improvement grants program.
Second.
Any questions or comments on this? Mr. Frieders?
Well, I know as we're discussing budget and the lack of money in one of the particular TIFs, as it pertains to the downtown specifically, speaking from experience, whenever there is a facade or a sign or some sort of grant program that allows someone to spend money that they probably don't have now on their property with the hopes that they'll be able to recoup some of that investment is kind of a little bit of a fire under the butt of the property owners downtown, because we all know we'd like to see things improved. We spent a lot of time, Christy has knocked it out of the park with the downtown design review, and trying to figure out a way to have a cohesive method of moving towards having some sort of contiguity or consistency as far as how some of these buildings look. And we know that Yorkville is plagued with 80,000 mixed-use uses and a whole bunch of concrete slabs. Now, I know we can't do much with 15 grand for a concrete slab, but if there is a property owner downtown who has a couple ideas that would fit in with Christie's kind of outline, I think this is a good move to allow people to invest in their own property, which makes our move look better, but also understanding that we're not going to be spending hundreds of thousands of dollars per project. You got a maximum of $15,000 per property. I think you get one or two winners on this, we will be able to look back and say, okay, over the course of 5 years, maybe $150,000 investment, and we've had X amount of money spent in town to beautify the downtown for properties that we don't particularly own. I understand that it might be an itchy or a scratchy subject because of the TIF balance and the negative fund balance. But it's just like anything else we're doing. We're doing the best that we can with what we have, and what we have does need a fire lit underneath it. So I'm in support of this type of project.
I have a question.
Please.
I didn't notice that this had any type of sunset provision where it's going to expire at a certain time. Does anyone know? Is this indefinite in length?
There is no sunset proposed in the resolution. We had a similar program in the early 2000s. Way of it is you just refund it.
Oh, you just pull the plug? No more money?
No. We just refund it and tailored it just to the downtown, to the areas.
Mrs. Funkhauser?
So, to speak back on that, we're talking about a program that has matching funds of $15,000 per project.
Correct.
What's our cap?
So right now we have budgeted $50,000, $25,000 in TIF 1, $25,000 in TIF 2. The minimum required project eligibility costs $1,000. So it would be between $1,000 and $30,000 per project.
And so we're looking at on the city side, the TIF would go further into the whole $50,000 based on this.
Correct.
Because we're not going to see any type of return anytime soon. But that is our cap initially for this one. Because that was a concern, is how much are we willing to do it. But when you look at that, we're talking $50,000 with not a lot of programs. Or if they come in and do it $15,000, you're kind of capping out pretty quickly there. What was the thought on somebody who has already done a development, who's in a TIF agreement already, and they wanted to use this? Would that eligibility still apply?
So that would be a policy decision by the City Council, because each of these applications would go to the City Council for final approval.
Because with that, it kind of seems like they could be taking advantage of the system twice.
For sure.
You've already got a TIF agreement in place, you've been funded for that, but then if you take advantage of this, you're getting another, 50% from essentially the city, because we're putting it out since there is nothing in the TIF right now. That's my concern. Right now, the TIF is upside down, and it potentially can be for a while, and I don't see this coming back. $50,000 doesn't seem like a lot, but when we're $1 million in, it starts to add up. Every time we talk about a program that's using general fund monies, it kind of starts to sink. So I have some reservation about the program. Well, I think it does have some benefits. I do have some reservation.
Ken?
I like the benefit, but I also like the idea, like when we did the build program, didn't we vote each year to continue it? I kind of almost wish we were kind of doing this too the same way, because it's kind of incentive, and that's what the build program was. But we literally, every year, we would take the vote and want a council to proceed with another year of it. So that's just my comment.
Other comments? Jacob?
In the past, when we had the facade program, if I remember right, it was a line item out of, well, we didn't have it, so it was a line item out of the budget.
I believe so. And this would kind of function the same way. Each year, if you approve a budget, you would approve a line item project within the TIF with this amount.
Is there a way to do it that we don't put the TIF in more of a deficit?
You can do it in the general fund.
Joel?
Yeah. As far as how the actual program is funded, I mean, however it can exist, I'm just saying that from a tenant's perspective, if you can bring that to a property owner who you're going to be signing, like, say, 3, 5, 7, 10-year lease, and you can say, hey, I want to do this to the front of the building, and that allows someone as a tenant to kind of incentivize their owner, well, if you improve this, some of it is kind of covered or reimbursed by the city. The fact that it's reimbursed, also the fact if we make the application of funds be within the calendar year, or if you apply for it, it has to be something that you're going to do. Because what I don't want to do is have somebody, all right, we fixed a leak in our roof, not that that's part of the facade, but just for an example, somebody fixed a leak in their roof, and it was in February. We approved this here in October. They're going to assume that they're eligible for it. I think it should follow a linear approach where it's they apply for it, we talk about it, and then they don't assume that they're going to get funds from the city until we have approved the actual process or project. And then after it is approved, then it's proof of receipt paid,
yes.
And it's a reimbursement.
It is. It's a reimbursement.
Yeah. That's just a, you're right. That's, if I understand it, steps 5 and 6.
Yeah. Correct. And then that controls the idea, because you're totally right. You have to find ways. Who are the people who are going to find it advantageous ways of manipulating the, whether it's dates on invoices or what have you, you'll want to just make sure that we're aware of it before it starts. We give our yay or nay before it starts, and then after it's paid, then it's a reimbursement.
My main concern is funding it without going further in the hole with the TIF. I'd rather it not be funded by the TIF. You know, I get how the TIF works and what the purpose is, but unfortunately we're so far in on this one. I'd rather us find a different funding stream. If we're going to do this, I'd rather there be a different funding stream than the TIF. And candidly, I don't want to come directly out of general fund.
I'm kind of okay with that. I know if the city was doing an incentive program for another business or something that we were bringing in, like we have in the past, that's how we would do it, right? We wouldn't do it through a TIF necessarily, we would do it through a city.
Well, do you want to lower the threshold to, like, say, $30,000 and do it for 1 year? So then you could have the potential of two projects or a bunch of smaller ones, and you see how it goes?
I want to find a way of funding it without touching the TIF fund or the general.
Yeah, the general.
Do you want to look at your committee?
Sure. I mean, I feel okay sending it back to the rest to look at funding out.
Is that a motion?
As long as I don't want to do any cut off conversation.
Well, I mean, we can continue the conversation, but I mean, I hear some different concerns.
That, but I don't want to cut off conversation.
Okay, that's
fine. That's fine.
Any other conversation? So is that a motion to send to Edmund?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second by Transier. Any discussion on the motion? This is a motion to refer back to committee. Roll call, please.
Just as a point of clarification for the minutes, is it which committee? Is it
Edmund?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chirulas?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. Is there anything else from EDC? Okay. Public safety, anything? Anything from public safety? Nope. Okay. Admin? Back to admin. Or? Do you have a report on the subsidy? The downtown subsidy that we just referred to?
We'll bring that back.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the monthly treasurer's report for September 2019.
Just second. Second by Frieders. Roll call.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulas?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
All right, I'll make a motion to approve the annual treasurer's report.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Chirulas?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Last, make a motion to approve a tax levy estimate for 2019 to be used for the purposes of conducting a public hearing on the tax levy in the amount of $4,340,588.
Any discussion? Rob, this is an estimate at this time. We'll have a final number for the actual vote.
Well, correct. This is just setting an estimate for the public hearing. It really essentially sets a ceiling. If we can't go any higher than that amount, we certainly go lower. So that
would
be
done.
Okay.
I had a question.
Please.
My computer's giving me the loose spinning circle. I really love this type. On the different, you had Exhibit A, Exhibit B, Exhibit C. There was a number that went from zero to like 260,000 back down to zero. Here it goes. Page 154. The State Railroad, why did it jump up 247.6% between 17 and 18?
Hold me a second.
That's really a question.
people.
So the county apparently, the assessed valuation of the state of Louisville property increased by that much.
But it went from nothing up to, or it went from 17,000 to change up to 60, and then stayed there?
Yeah, based on the reports that we got from Kendall County, the CDAB that they reported for state river.
Okay. And then my two quick questions were on page 151, we talk about making plans to get closer to the year 2040. What's the significance of the year 2040?
Well, we're suing the state statute by 2040, the pension fund. The police pension fund is supposed to be 90% funded.
90 by 2040?
Correct. Our policy stipulates that it will be 100% funded by 2040.
Yeah, okay. Now then, on page 157, after you've gone over all three exhibits, the first one, and correct me if I'm wrong, my computer's being nice and slow. The first one we talked about, kind of continuing what we did last year, where we take the max on one, and we don't account for new construction, or we do account for new construction?
The max accounts for CPI and new construction, and that's Exhibit A. It also has an additional amount so that we capture every dollar allowable under the tax cap.
Right.
Exhibit B is strictly our estimates for CPI and new construction.
Yeah.
And then Exhibit C is just new construction.
And then what we've done in the last 2 years was just CPI?
No, just new construction.
Just new construction, okay.
Right,
so on that, I think Exhibit C was the one that is different than what we've done completely, right? Where that's where we take the max, all CPI, and account for all new construction, right?
No, what we've done for the levy estimate is we take the max. And then the last 2 years, we brought that down to just new construction.
Okay, so then I guess my overarching question is, which one of those exhibits, in your opinion, will leave the residents of Yorkville's tax bill relatively close to where it was last year? Because everybody else's numbers are going up.
Sure. Exhibit C.
Okay. But then what we're planning on doing is CPI and new construction, which is where you said in the memo it would be between $19 and $27 impact?
That's just for the estimate. New construction, I believe.
Because what I'm getting at is how do we make sure that we're, because we've had, 6 years of either keeping it the same or very, very small decreases in our taxes, right?
Mr. Frieders, my recommendation will be to keep new construction only and no CPI.
Right. Well, that's what I'm asking him. Is like out of those three, we know that the new construction only keeps the bill exactly where it was. But there was the comment where we have increasing costs, but where do you, like, I want to make sure that next level up isn't going to be like a $50 or a $60 increase. Like if it's an $18, that's...
So let me interject a couple things. And I think what you're saying is, and maybe I'm hearing you wrong, for the existing properties, you want to keep the levy flat, zero increase. But for the new construction, you want to take that. And that's what we're going to do. But to be clear, the amount an individual property would pay to the city or the county or the schools, it depends not just on what we assess as a levy. It depends on what their assessment is compared to other assessments. It depends on what others do. So we may say we're not going to levy an increase based on CPI, but if their assessment goes up compared to their neighbors, might end up paying more.
Yeah,
but the average
over
the
last
same.
6 years, every time we have a discussion about the tax levy, it's all right. Everybody else has the money grab. We understand that this is our base number of dollars coming in for taxes. This is what we're kind of, we might call income, but that's what we're doing when we provide for water, sewer, roads. Then this is what it is for traffic. Like we have all these things lined up. I'm trying to make sure that as we go forward with this discussion that it's public, that we're not attempting to jack everything up and get as much as we can. We're being thoughtful in this process. And that's why whenever he brings out these estimates, normally, Bart uses the whiteboard and explains to me where all this money comes from, all the 7,000 different acronyms, so I can understand it. So from my perspective, all I'm trying to do is match what I've done before this meeting every year for the last 6 years is, where have we been, which is CPI, or new construction, where are we talking about discussing going, because before we had a policy as the council saying we're not going to jack up taxes, because everybody else jacks up their taxes. I'm trying to make sure that we're discussing realistically, keeping in line with what we've done as a council consistently over the last 6 or 7 years, but then also making sure that the topic of what we have a downfall or a shortfall in is also discussed and how we might be able to, yes, increase taxes by $18 in 1 year. that to me is more palatable than saying, keep it the exact same, and then we're going to have to jack up a fee. I just want to make sure that all of those moving parts are kind of on the table, and that's why I always ask it, A, B, and C. What do we have now? What's the worst-case scenario? And then what's realistic for us to expect to be a palatable increase? So that's just where I'm coming from.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Do a roll call, please.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Park Board, did you have stuff?
I can either do it now or staff.
Yeah, let's do it now, since you spoke, okay. Since I asked you to speak.
Now, just a couple of event updates. This Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., is our Chamber Digital Event. We'll be participating in that at the Banana Center. But a list of businesses can be found on the Orlando Chamber of Commerce website. Next Thursday, October 31st, is Halloween trick-or-treat hours from 4 to 7 p.m. here in the city of Yorkville. And the last thing again is we are working with the American Legion again on honoring the Veterans Day, the flags of valor in Town Square. And if anyone's interested in sponsoring a flag, it's $30. You can contact the Parks and Rec Department. So, thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission. We have PZC 2019-22. Am I okay to do this, or is there someone else should do this one?
That's all.
Okay, I just wanted clarification. Thank you very much. And EDC 2019-75, Ordinance Approving the Final Plat of Subdivision for Grand Reserve Units 26 and 27. Is there a motion to approve?
So
moved. Is there a second?
Second.
And Milshewski. Okay, any discussion? Brad, anything you want to offer on this one? Oh, this is Christy. Sorry, Christy. No, no, he was doing such a good job before. He was.
No, this is Grand Reserve, as we mentioned prior. These are two units that had a concept plan. Now they're coming up for final plat. The units are 26 and 27. They're about 171 lots. They would be part of the Colonies development, which is the villa-style homes that we had recently approved an increase in bedroom numbers. The petitioner
representative. If you have any specific questions, the staff has not addressed the memo, please feel free to ask them. Questions? So these are the ones where we increase the number of bedrooms allowed?
Correct.
Originally, it was 15 years ago, it was going to be marketed to people over 55-ish?
They're still marketed to 55 and plus, but what they're finding is the market is requesting more than a two-bedroom.
Oh, okay.
They're just going up to 3 bedrooms. So their max is 3 bedrooms.
Okay.
So if they want an office or something.
Yeah. I'm almost to the point where I can go there. 171 lots combined, you said.
Correct.
Okay, excellent. Any other questions? Well, I love when you can answer those questions. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Koch?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent, thank you. Next, we have PZC 2019-24 and EDC 2019-76. Ordinance approving a special use for a commercial trade school at 109 Beaver Street. Is there a motion to approve? Milshewski? Frieders, was it? Okay. Christy?
So this is a special use permit request for the SEAL school. In our ordinance, they would be considered a commercial trade school, and they provide special education and therapy services in a day school setting, so from kindergarten to 12. They're located within our M1 district, which is permitted by ordinance, and at the plan and zoning commission meeting, there was a question about circulation for buses at that location. This particular site has another business adjacent to it that has a shared driveway. So they have revised their circulation pattern so that they can be dropping off and picking up only within their own lot and on their own portion of the shared parking access. The petitioner is here tonight if you have any specific questions about the day-to-day operations.
Questions? Comments? Mr. Funkhauser.
Logistics. point of clarification. So the graphic that's shown on the memo, the turnaround shows it going actually beyond their limits. They have a joint agreement for the rear area that they can use that. They're just not using the drive that comes from the south.
Correct. They're not using the asphalt drive.
The asphalt drive. Okay. I just want to make sure that that was the intent.
Okay. I have a question.
Please, Ms. Transier.
Do you expect more student enrollment now that the location is going to be closer than a 2-hour bus ride there and back?
Yes.
So this will benefit more students?
Yes, absolutely.
Could you step to the microphone, please?
Yes.
I'm sorry. And state your name. Thank you. Is that correct?
Awesome. I'm Karen Marston. I'm one of the founders and directors at SEMA. Yes, we do anticipate that the purpose of us moving to the location is to facilitate the education and therapeutic services for primarily the Yorkville district, so that then the transportation is greatly reduced and their days are spent more in our facility and or transitioning to their schools in Yorkville.
Is this a full day type setting, or do they go back and forth from their primary institutions for certain classes?
It's primarily full day. Once the students have received some of the support that they need and have been able to engage in our environment, and we as a team, an IEP team, we then establish some transitioning and returning to their schools part-time and perhaps to us part-time, and then full-time, back to the local schools.
Thank you.
Other questions from council?
I didn't see. What's the maximum student size that you guys can handle?
We anticipate 90.
Students.
That's coming from all over then, right? Not just
correct. And our priority is obviously to serve the needs of the Yorkville students and the population that, you know, the requests that are made by the Yorkville schools and the directors.
Mr. Cole,
then you work with the Yorkville Board of Education somewhat too then? I mean, if you need something, and do they work with you?
Yes, so Melinda Lasky has provided a letter in support, and she's director of special education, and she works with placement coordinators, which work with us to help provide the placement for the students that might require our services. And we're approved by the State Board of Education to provide the day school services.
What do you expect to open?
Well, we're hoping for initially a small portion of students to begin second semester in January.
Oh, really? Good for you. And this is the old Meadowvale?
Yes.
That's
correct.
Excellent. Any other questions? Well, welcome to Yorkville.
Thank you.
Assuming they approve it, I think they will. I guess I'm jumping the gun a little bit there. I was never a sprint star, so. Okay. Anything else? We'll do a roll call, please.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much. Congratulations. City Council report. And Joel, you have any updates?
Sure. I had a trip last Wednesday to Warren, Illinois, which is up by Galena, Illinois. Spoke to over 200 students between 6th grade and 12th grade about proactive mental health and suicide prevention. Had a pretty good response, and this week I'll be meeting with a number of other organizations trying to get other people to kind of take the same plunge where you get educated and become a surrogate to discuss proactive mental health in their community, company, or school. So even though the month of September is over, there's a lot more work to do as far as the discussion around mental health, so I'm pretty fired up about the next few months, that's for sure.
Excellent. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. Community and liaison reports? None. Any other staff reports? So I have one thing that I guess we could do under an additional mayor's report. I thought maybe Mr. Jensen would bring it up. Remember, we have the employee cookout tomorrow from, what is that, 11 until when? 4? 5? Starts at 7 a.m., goes to 5 p.m. People should be there all day. So, Mr. Jensen, I think you're cooking?
Scott Sleek.
Oh, thank God, then. Yeah, he's actually real good. Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
So, if anyone from the council has an opportunity, please come by. I know you all have real jobs, but I'm going to sneak over here for more than a few minutes. So.
Where's it at?
Right here.
Here.
Yeah.
What was the time again?
11 or 11:30?
I think about 11:30. Let me start.
I was trying to give you later in the day, but you know, like 4:35. I tried it. So anyway, you're all welcome, please. Okay, additional business? Citizen comments? Do either of you have comments? You just doing this for school?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have on here executive session for the discussion of minutes of a meeting lawfully closed under the Open Meetings Act, whether for purposes of approval by the body of the minutes or semi-annual review of the minutes. Is there a motion? I hear none. I guess we'll have to do it the next meeting then.
Yes!
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion!
Second 42. Is that by Coke, second?
Yes!